President Trump doubling down on his unsubstantiated claim that President Obama wiretapped his phone during the election.
Our conspiracy theory president is at it again.
Where did the president get this latest conspiracy theory from?
He's made another charge and he has not got evidence. Why are we surprised? Clearly doesn't have the answer. It doesn't fit his agenda, his narrative. So he's not giving the answer.
We're all scared. This is, I think we reached a new low this weekend.
Yeah.
What about you?
I had hope and an open mind, and I have lost hope completely, and my mind is closed. This presidency is fake and failed.
And here we go. There it is. The full, well, not the full, just a whole load of crap from various journalists, so-called journalists, that have for the last few days been complaining about how stupid and irrational Trump is. And, well, what a difference a few days make. I'll tell you, even after yesterday's show, I got some feedback. You know, I get all the angry emails and people thinking I'm on a different planet. And that might be. I'm on the right planet. Because look at this. I mean, even USA Today, you know, by the way, if you have your liberal friends, your project friends, right? You're trying to convert them, bring them over to the light. Look, you know that they're on a sinking ship ideologically. When even USA Today, okay, which is kind of one of those, you know, mealy-mouthed, kind of wet noodle mainstream drive-by media newspapers, they're already throwing the towel in and admitting, admitting that it's possible that Obama spied on Trump, and actually writing here that we shouldn't really parse words of Trump's tweets because substantively, he's on to something. Now, I'm going to explain how the whole CIA document dump that was just put out by WikiLeaks this morning, unlocked at 9 a.m., how this ties into this. Because I've done this a while. I understand how this world works, and I'll tell you, I do not believe in coincidences. And mark my words, there is a reason why these events have collided in such a substantial fashion. I'm talking about Trump's tweet, the reaction to it, and now this about face that's coming from the media as people have woken up through the weekend and Monday and Tuesday rolls around and you're getting some color to the story. And the color principally comes from a few reputable sources. It's not just the WikiLeaks dump. But it also has to do, there's a guy who's been talking, he's been making the rounds. His name is William Binney. And if you don't know who Binney is, he's a lot of people don't. But this guy is legendary in the hacking community and also in the ACLU, you know, Constitution-loving community. So he's this interesting crossover character, spent 32 years at the NSA. The code that is used, that Snowden, you know, when Snowden leaked this program out and let people know, you know, what was going on, that, you know, our emails and our text messages and our phone calls were all being archived at various data centers across the U.S. You know who wrote the code for all of that? It was this Binney guy. 32 years at the NSA, he was a senior technical director, managed over 6,000 employees. And he is considered, honestly, to be one of the best analysts and code breakers in the agency ever in its history. Pretty smart guy. One of those egghead guys, you know, that, yes, he is the guy who basically designed the program. He wrote it. He wrote the code. But he wrote it originally. I mean, he was a patriot. He wrote it originally because we were spying on the Soviet Union. And I understand since that time, a bit of a paradigm shift, but for him, it was a principled change occurred in 2001. And the change was that this code, this project that he had developed, that was his baby, really. I mean, it was He gave birth to it. He led the team that developed it and grew it out and made it a very successful program. And then he's you know, obtaining all sorts of intelligence from the Soviet Union and other hostile actors in the world. And all of a sudden, his bosses come knocking on the door. And they've been sent over by the Bush administration. Knock, knock. We want this code because now we're going to pick it up. Sorry, we need to take it right now. We're going to pick it up from this side of the building. And we're going to go walk it over here where we're going to use it against the American people. And at that point, Benny said, no, I can't do it. No way, no how. And he became a whistleblower. He didn't go to WikiLeaks. He basically came out publicly saying that this was going on. And he ends up getting raided by the FBI. But this guy, you need to know this about him because this is the most important thing. He is profiled and lionized by the left-wing media up and down, left and right. And do you know why? Because his position at the time was that President Bush and Vice President Cheney were breaking the law, violating the Constitution, and that they were, to use or to borrow a phrase from President Trump, bad hombres. So, of course, there's a documentary on it. There's a sound bed behind it. I'll play a clip. This is a part of the documentary that was put out by the New York Times. And Benny is describing the moment that the FBI comes into his house. You know, they've got guns drawn. But then listen to the end of the clip, because there is the obligatory diss to Bush and Cheney, which is, of course, what the New York Times was looking to profile and to advance the narrative that they wanted to get across. Play the tape.
And they came in and pointed a gun at me when I was getting out of the shower at the time. So they pointed a gun right at my old head, you know, said, hey. So I wasn't too upset. I just said, yeah, suppose I could get dressed here. You know, they weren't intimidating me anyway. So tell me something that will implicate somebody in a crime. That's what they asked me. So I told them what the crime was that I knew about. And that was that George Bush, Dick Cheney, Tenet and Hayden conspired to subvert the Constitution, the constitutional process, and any number of laws, and here's how they did it. And I explained Stellar Wind on my back porch to all the FBI agents who weren't cleared.
Yeah, there it is. All right, so that's just a clip from it. It's online. You can find it. New York Times. Profiling Benny. William Benny. Now what he's talking about there, because the FBI comes to him and he's now sharing classified information. And so a whistleblower is protected by law. But in order to be a legitimate whistleblower, to enjoy the protections of the statute, you have to be what? You have to be disclosing some criminal activity. So they say to him, you think you're a whistleblower, huh? Well, tell us what you think, tell us what crime you think are being committed. And he explains, you know, that Bush and Cheney and Hayden are conspiring to circumvent the laws of the land and the U.S. Constitution. There. Now, this is the guy right now. This is the guy that is making the rounds today. This is very inconvenient for the left. This is why I played that. We opened with the all those blabbermouths on TV about how stupid Trump is and what a fake presidency it is and fake and horrible and tweeting it. Okay. And it's terribly inconvenient that the New York Times profiles this guy when they're what? Using him to beat up George Bush. But now he's running everywhere, all over the place. And here's just one headline. Former NSA whistleblower. Trump is absolutely right. Everything was being monitored. And he goes on to explain exactly how the project, it was his original project that he'd made was called Stellar Wind, but it's since been modified and used by the NSA to get into everything, with or without a FISA warrant, or even an Article 3 warrant. And what he talks about here, I mean, and he explains how it how he thinks it'll happen, and I'll share it. Here's so he says, look, the FISA courts. He was talking on Fox Radio earlier today. He goes, I think the FISA court's basically totally irrelevant because there's this executive order, and it's called 12333. And it's you can, and this is what Snowden talked about. You guys are very familiar with it, that all information can be gathered and that people can be very specifically targeted. The technology is there. So when you combine that with what I said yesterday on the show, which was, look, you've had the press banging on and on about how, look, the Russians hacked the election. The Russians hacked the election. And we know this because look at these contacts that Flynn and that Sessions have had and the phone calls that have been, and they had transcripts of the phone calls, didn't they? Huh? And so Trump gets up and says, well, you know, hey, they hacked, they tapped my phone lines. They tapped Trump Tower. By the way, all these people worked in the Trump campaign, because that's the allegation, right? That you've got people who are working in the Trump campaign and that these are the people that are, you know, that are colluding with Russia to take out Hillary Clinton. So where are they? Well, Trump campaign happened to be conveniently enough located in Trump Tower. And now, Another blow, right? Another blow into the heart of everything that the liberal media has been saying. And that is this WikiLeaks dump. And I really want to, I'm going to take a few segments here to really get to the heart of this. Because I don't want to rush this. And I want to make sure you really understand that there's absolutely, when we find out more about this, The reality will come out that this is timed as an answer to the events of this weekend, to Trump's tweets, to the incredulous response of the left, you know, the left and their media enablers. And then you're going to hear we're going to see that this all fits in because somebody out there who knows all the stuff that goes on said enough is enough. And I tell you, I even have a theory on who it is. Not necessarily who it is. I don't have his name or her name, but I have an idea of who this person is, and when if we find them, you'll see if I'm right. But I suspect I am. And I'll get into that, I think, a little later in the hour. But so just to understand this, the CIA leak reveals a lot of documents. 8,761 documents that appear to be authentic, and they were obtained recently. That's over all the news reports about this, obtained recently. And in all these documents, obviously it's going to take months to get through, to chew through all of it. But in one of them that has already been taken apart and looked at, there's a Project Umbridge. Now, what is this Project Umbridge, you might ask? And how does it tie into this whole Trump scandal and this Russia hacking and this Obama tap my phone lines nonsense and all that? How does this all connect? Well, Project Umbridge it was a hacking operation. And the CIA, you know this. The CIA routinely hacks. Objects that, you know, they're spies. It's what they do. But sometimes the CIA wants to hack someone, and they don't want that someone to know that it was the CIA that hacked them. Seems pretty reasonable, right? So circumstances like that require we'll call it a false flag operation. You know, comes from, you know, sailing a ship, you know, into battle using someone else's flag. You know, pretending to be someone that you're not. And the way they did it is the CIA basically went out and stole a bunch of hacking code from other countries. They did it. They did it from Israel. They got code from Israel. They got code from China. And they also got code from Russia. And so let me tell you something. You have heard for months now, Russia hacked, fingerprints, and all the professionals, all the CIA experts, all the smart people. And Trump is telling them they're wrong. Oh, who is this Trump guy? How dare he? Because all the smart people in the room, all these professionals, they know it was Russia. But at the same time, we found out that the CIA deliberately masks its code. They know, at the very least, they know that there is an ability to pretend you're somebody else. So it really, and I'll explain when we come back, this just totally devastates their case against Trump and this Russia hacking thing. It's unraveling before our eyes. We'll be back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Project Umbridge. That's right. That is the program that has been revealed by WikiLeaks. One of the many documents that were distributed this morning. And Project Umbridge. All right. Let me tell you. This is the most important thing that happened so far today in relations to this WikiLeaks news. And the reason is because this particular operation, as I explained, had stolen other countries' hacking codes, including Russia's, and was being used by the CIA to launch offensive attacks against targets, but hide the identity of us so that it didn't look like American code. Make sense? Fair enough. And by the way, I think that's smart, right? I mean, we want our spies doing that. I mean, we don't sometimes, you know what? There are times, for example, where you want, because I was talking to a friend of mine who worked in intelligence, and he was telling me you want. At times, you want them to know that they got hacked, and you want them to know it was you, but sometimes you don't, and that's why they do this thing. There's a perfectly legitimate reason for it, but I want you to just remember, because you follow the news, and I'm only on 1 hour a night, so you I understand you've got to go to other sources, and you perhaps are sometimes at the dentist office, and you might be sitting there, and your tooth is in pain. And you're looking up at your dentist's TV, and there is the Communist News Network. And you're forced to listen to total drivel because, you know, you're captive there. And you're it's either that or look at the terrible fish tank. I don't know if I'm describing your dentist office. But anyway, so there you're looking at CNN. And what are you hearing? Well, you're hearing about, you know, this the Trump hacking thing. And you saw Obama. Right before he left office, he got up there and he had a press conference and he said, the evidence points clearly that this was Russia. The Russian fingerprints were there. It was Russian code. It was the Russians that did it. And I'm just telling you, like, I don't know who did it. I don't. But right now, I don't trust nobody. Uh-uh. Nobody, no way, no how. And my critical mind, my suspicious Eastern European brain looks at this and says, Sam, wait a minute. They're telling you, these government people and these spies, these spy masters, they're telling us, we know it was the Russians. The Russians did it. But these are the same people that themselves use these false flag operations and stolen code from other countries. So they know that. If it was the Russians, is it really the Russians? Are they sure? But they know that the Russians probably can do the same thing, right? If they've got the capability, the Russians do. Sure, the Chinese hack people all the time and use other countries' codes to mask who they are. So was it really the Russians? And more alarmingly, in this document dump, we've learned that this code, all of these by the way, this is enormous amounts of code. It's been stolen. Can you imagine? It's been stolen by employees that have left the agency. It's been stolen by contractors, ex-contractors who worked for the agency in various capacities. And so there are a bunch of, you know, I don't know what they look like. I'm not going to call them, you know, 400-pound, you know, hackers. But there's a bunch of guys with black T-shirts, dandruff-covered shoulders, sitting in their, you know, parents', you know, basement, sub-basement walk-down somewhere. And they have, literally, they have the most potent lines of code ever written in the history of hacking. You want to talk about proliferation? This is epic. And so, again, how do we know it was the Russians when the CIA knows, because of these internal documents, that their own people have stolen this false flag code? It could have been anybody. And so the reason they blamed Trump was because it was a political witch hunt, plain and simple. That's it. I'm going to share a little Chuck Schumer clip here with you in a minute to really drive home the point of how creepy this stuff is. All right, we got John Wolf with the news next, and we'll be back after that. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
All right. All right. Well, I for one, wanted more John Wolf there. I'm just going to say that. He always leaves me wanting more. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're back. And in the saddle, so to speak, having our fun here with all the news today about, Trump, the tapped phone lines, and now the WikiLeaks document dump, which is a terrible embarrassment for the left-wing media and Obama narrative that the Russians hacked Trump, hacked the DNC to help Trump. And it's clear because there was a footprint, there was a fingerprints right on it, all over it, looked Russian. And I was just explaining how Project Umbridge, which is one of the documents released by WikiLeaks, shows that the CIA had a great capacity to pretend they were someone else. For example, Chinese hackers, Israeli hackers, and even Russian hackers. Now, I want to go back. I like to rewind from time to time. Because I remember, and I even mentioned it here on the program. I occasionally do give you tremendous insight into the future. I can't tell you what will happen with stock prices, but I can smell a political story a mile away, and sometimes I actually am spot on. And I remember hearing all the senators and all the congressmen and all the, You know, the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, and Nancy Pelosi, and everybody just all saying kind of the same thing, which was a variation of, you know, something to do with the Trump should not be attacking the intelligence community because they are professionals and they never get anything wrong. There's no way that this is just irresponsible and it's demeaning to the hardworking men and women and da, 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 da. And I'll tell you this. Whenever I hear Republicans and Democrats in Congress saying the same thing, see, you've been trained wrong. If you haven't been listening long enough, you've been trained wrong because you have been taught the biggest load of bull crap that is bipartisanship and that is good. You're taught that when both sides are agreeing and saying, yes, yes, why, yes, oh, we are in agreement, that that's good, that that's a great thing, and that's kumbaya and everything's great. And I just smell, what I smell is a rat. I smell a rat. And I'm going to play, I'll give you an example of it. Here is, from about the middle of January, Chuck E. Cheese Schumer talking about Trump dissing the intelligence community, the CIA. And here's what he said.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Yeah, I bet they are. So remember how the phone calls with the ambassador were leaked? Or with the Mexican president? Or maybe with the prime minister of Australia? It's funny, even the USA Today story that I referenced in the first segment is talking about those instances as examples of the spooks spying on a sitting president. And if they're spying on a sitting president, shoot, weren't they spying on candidate Trump? Of course they were, because they hate his guts and they have a tremendous amount of power. And if you listen to what Schumer is saying, he's basically admitting, I'm scared stiff of them. I'm scared out of my mind. They are powerful. I'm not going to criticize them. And this is why Democrats and Republicans are falling over each other to praise the CIA, because they don't want to end up on their naughty list. And the only difference here, Trump doesn't care, because unlike Schumer, he's got balls of steel. God, I love this guy. Sam Rojasky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7. All right, Sam Rojasky here. Bavaria, Germany. Beautiful place, land of castles and dreamy landscapes and beer and Porsches. There you go. And also a horse and buggies. There was a horse and buggy involved in a hit and run collision that resulted in some damaged property. Now, the police, it was a hit and run, or maybe a hit and trot. I don't know. But at any rate, the driver of the carriage, who was 78 years old, fled the scene. But was apprehended. I'm telling you, these German cops, they are on it, because they tracked the manure. They found, what did they find? Of course, the horse did what a horse does, just like the American media, okay, that talks about Trump. That's right. He laid a giant horse deuce right in the middle of the path, and they used the DNA from that to track the guy. They found the guy and charged him with a hit and run. Now, this is an example of where police detective work pays off. And one of the things you, when it comes to hiring a lawyer, you know, a lot of people don't get this. When you hire an attorney, you don't just want someone that's a killer in the courtroom. And Sweet James and his lawyers, they are killers. I'll tell you that. But the other thing is, you also want a solid firm of infrastructure behind them that have the right investigators, the right analysts, all the right people that are going to get to the bottom of your case, because you've got to work that case. It's more to it than just talking glibly. So make sure, you know, if you're in an accident, you're an injury, and there's things that have to be proven. You know, Sweet James is the guy that's going to make sure that those things happen and get done. And I know that I know that for a fact. And so if you've got a case, trust him with it. All right, what's the number? We know it now by heart, don't we? 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Or visit Sweet James's website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Nation, here tonight. Now, look, we're talking about the WikiLeaks thing and Trump and how this all fits in. You know, I was talking to you about Project Umbridge. There's also a separate project called Weeping Angel. I don't know. Where do they find these names? Yeah, well, it's these hackers. They're sitting around. They're coming up with names. And, you know, these are probably the names that they use, you know, playing like Doom, you know, online or something, you know, some the Halo. I don't know. But the Weeping Angel is actually pretty freaky. They can turn your TV into a listening device. They actually built code for Samsung TVs. Right now, I bet everybody with a Samsung TV is like unplugging it, right? They have a fake off mode where the TV looks like it's off. You know, it walks like it's off. It talks like it's off, but it's not off. It's listening to you. So you're in your bedroom doing I don't want to know what, and your TV is sending everything that's happening in the room back to you know, CIA headquarters. I mean, not necessarily you, right? But you know, if you're the target of an investigation, for example, if you're running for president, how about that? Could happen. And here is, by the way, why I suspect one of the reasons why this leaker of this information came forward. This whistleblower, you know. And it's because, remember I told you that this information got stolen? This is from Zero Hedge. They're going through all the highlights from this Vault 7 release, which is the release of WikiLeaks docs. And WikiLeaks, it says here, WikiLeaks claims that the CIA lost control of the majority of its hacking arsenal, including malware, viruses, trojans, weaponized zero-day exploits, and malware remote control systems, which is like this Weeping Angel thing where they can use your TV to listen to you. And it got stolen. You know, like I said, ex-contractors, ex-employees, kind of like when you leave a job and take your, you know, coffee mug with you or your stapler. And so now I'm just asking, these guys are running around. What are they doing with it? Are they spying on their ex-girlfriends? It's creepy. It's public service. If you dated somebody in the CIA, unplug your Samsung TV. Okay? I think it's good advice. All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk radio.
790 KABC. And we are having more fun than is even allowed, I think. At least I am. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. So I teased a little bit at the beginning of the hour here about this leaker. Leaker, discloser, you know, whatever you want to call him or her, right? We don't know who it is. But I said I suspect that I know kind of what this person, who this person probably is. And I'll tell you, you know, I'll tell you what I think. These leaks, we know they cover years 2013 to 2016. I suspect it's a younger person because remember I told you about the whistleblower that came out and this was William Binney. Now, he was an older guy and he explained why he came out when he did. I mean, he was a patriot. He thought that what was going on was illegal. But he also explains, you know, I'm really not afraid. I'm an older guy. And so it tends to be that older people will come out publicly. Their career's already over. Their kids are grown, whatnot. The people that do things anonymously tend to be younger. I'm just my take on it. I think it's a younger person. Now, hear me out on this. I think he voted for Obama in 2008. Why? All right. You got to rewind the clock here a little bit. When Obama was running for president in 2008, remember that one of the big cruxes of his campaign and many of his campaign promises centered around rolling back the warrantless wiretapping of the Bush era. Roll back some of the constitutional abuses And in fact, it was probably the most seductive and reasonable part of Obama's proposition for, you know, what he wanted to do as president. For me, at least. Okay? Because I kind of believe in the Constitution, you know? And I remember what happened immediately upon Obama getting into office. He gave it up. He just gave up the ghost on it all. And all those promises of reforming the system, all those promises to make, you know, to make the government more transparent. Remember that? Remember that load of horse crap? You know, we're gonna be the most transparent government ever. And so I think this guy voted for Obama and then was there in the CIA and watched it go from bad to worse. And then he collected the information. Maybe he left. It's a little bit older. It's not current. So it goes back 2013, 2016. But, you know, he kept it because he was pissed and he didn't like what he saw. And so this guy now sees what is going on. He sees that Trump's getting derailed and mocked for saying that, oh, my phone lines got tapped, and everybody's going, oh, what an idiot. And this guy goes, enough is enough. I gotta get this out now. That's what I think. So I think you got a guy who's a patriot who probably voted for Obama, seriously disillusioned. He's probably an ACLU type, you know, libertarian thinking person, younger, and didn't like what was going on. So we're going to be back tomorrow. I'll bring you all the great updates on this and other topics. Your source for the truth. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good night. Can't stop, addicted to the shindig. Chop, chop, it says I'm gonna win big. Choose not the life of imitation. Talk Radio 790 KABC.